We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the Stoney & Jansen program is a guy who was a quarterback, high level at college at Florida State, and of course also played in the National Football League, does a lot of work for SiriusXM, and representing Bet Online, where you can check out all the odds of all the games and all the awards, and we'll get into one of them, how it affects both teams locally here, and that is Danny Cannell. How you doing, Danny?
I am fantastic. There is not a better time to be alive and be a college football fan. I think we've had the most entertaining season in at least a decade and maybe two decades, and it culminated with one of the best rivalry weekends. I mean, it's been spectacular. And I think we're just getting started with what should be a really fun conference championship weekend and playoffs. And it's been awesome, man. It feels good to have the sport back.
Well, it does. And you talk about how entertaining it's been. We're looking at the possibility of four basically brand new teams in the college football playoffs. Does that give you excitement, especially with a team that's not in the Power Five, but the Group of Five in Cincinnati?
It does, John. I think it's what the sport needs. And I get that maybe if it's Cincinnati versus Georgia, you could see a blowout. But guess what we've seen almost every other playoff? We've seen blowouts before, right? We've seen Oklahoma get boat raced by LSU. We've seen Clemson beat Alabama in the championship game, and it was over, you know, at halftime. We've seen blowouts before. I think college football fans across the country, not in the South, but across the country, need to see some new blood, some new life, and a new opportunity, and maybe a Cinderella story in a Cincinnati, but also a new team from the Big Ten potentially, and the Michigan Wolverines, and a new team potentially from the Big 12 with Oklahoma State still kind of carrying out their hopes and dreams of getting to the playoffs. So I think it's great. I also think it's great that you have Georgia out there, who's this this big dog, pun intended, that's out there that looks unbeatable from the big bad SEC, as one of the teams that has been there. So you've got the perfect combination of kind of new life infused with somebody who's been there and yet hasn't won at all. I think it's really setting up for a really fun playoff.
If for some reason Bama pulls the upset, Michigan does what's expected, and Oklahoma State and Cincinnati win, does Alabama get in over Oklahoma State or Cincinnati or even Michigan? But I think Michigan's in lock if they win.
So if Alabama wins, they're in. Okay. It's just the committee loves the SEC. They showed you that the first week they debuted in a one loss Alabama was number two in the country, which is a little bit of a jaw dropper. In that situation, I think Bama beats Georgia, they're both in. Because I think Georgia's resume is actually more questionable than anybody's if you look at the teams they've beaten. Teams that, while the brands were big in Florida and Auburn, and, you know, other teams they faced this season, they haven't had great seasons. Their best win is probably still Clemson from week one, who we thought wasn't going to be very good. And here they are, finished the season at 9-3. And by the way, Clemson gave them all they could handle. It was only a 10-3 ball game. So in that scenario, Bama beats Georgia, I think you've got two SEC teams. If Michigan wins, I think Michigan's in no matter what. Like, they're in if they win the Big Ten championship and there's an 11-point favorite. I think we would all expect that to happen. Then what becomes really interesting is the Cincinnati versus Oklahoma State debate. I think the committee, and it, now credit to the committee for making Cincinnati in the top four as the first Group of Five team to enter that stratosphere. But don't forget that in 2014, the committee had TCU at three and backed them all the way to six. And TCU, in their regular season finale, blew out an opponent like 43-6, and they dropped him six spots. So even if Cincinnati wins against Houston, I would still be worried about a team like Oklahoma State, who wins against a top 10 opponent in Oklahoma, who would beat another top 10 opponent in Baylor. Their strength of schedule will be tougher than Cincinnati's. I'm not saying it's right. I would hate it. I think it would be a travesty and a bad message to college football fans if Cincinnati won every game on their schedule. But the committee just doesn't. They're not impressed with the group of five, and they do not think their schedule is the same as what Oklahoma State would did. And they don't care if you've run the table or if you have one loss. They're looking at this as a beauty pageant, and I think they would see Oklahoma State as the more attractive team in the playoff in that scenario.
So, Danny, I've been a big proponent that I don't believe Cincinnati belongs.
He's a Power Five snob.
And if you put Cincinnati in the Big Ten, if you put Cincinnati in, hell, the Big 12, the SEC, the way that they've played in some of the games in their conference, I don't think that they come out undefeated. I just don't think that they have been tested. They have maybe the best road victory in college football this year, going to South Bend and getting a win. But what else on their resume makes you believe that they belong on the same field as some of these other teams?
So, it's a great question, and it is. It is something you look at, and I do think there is a massive difference in paying a Power 5 schedule versus a Group of 5 schedule. But all Cincinnati can do is play the teams before them, and they tried. They beat Indiana, so they had a mini feel of what it would potentially be like for a very short window of time when they go on the road and beat a bad Indiana team, and it really stinks for Cincinnati that Indiana was bad this year, because that could have been a massive resume builder if Indiana was able to replicate their success from a season ago. But then beating Notre Dame and South Bend the following matchup was super impressive for them. Like, that's a massive win for them to do it. It really was a game they had in hand. But then they go and they play against an American, and then here's the bad luck for Cincinnati too. Maybe a year where UCF is better than they have been in years past. You know, if they've been the type of caliber they have, they don't lose Dylan Gabriel. That's one where you could compare it to a win in the Big 12 versus a mid-tier Big 12, like a Texas Tech or something like that. I don't think it's the same as it is versus Michigan's schedule. I don't think it's the same as it is versus Georgia or Alabama. But an Oklahoma State team, which the Big 12 is one of those conferences where I don't think the jump is that much different. Or an ACC, the lower tier Power Five, and I do think the SEC and Big Ten have separated themselves. I think there's a gap that's starting to form, and as an ACC guy, it bothers me. I'm like, hey, we need to catch up these other two because they're starting to separate. I do think there's a massive difference in those two, which is why I have Michigan in no matter what. But if you compare their schedule against Oklahoma State, I start looking at, okay, could Cincinnati have beaten Boise State by one, which is what Oklahoma State did? Yeah, I think they could. You know, could they have beat Kansas State? A Texas team, which wasn't very good, an Iowa State team, which wasn't very good as they have been in years past. I'm like, you know what? Maybe they could have had the same record as Oklahoma State. So I think it depends on which team and which resume specifically you're comparing it to. But John, I want the system blown up, like, because I think it's horrible optics to at least act like the Group of Five has a chance when in reality they haven't. And if they actually give it to them this year, maybe that's what spurs us to get the expansion to 12 teams, which I think is the best option on the table for college football. So I hear the other side, and I hear what you're saying, and I think there's a difference in the Group of Five versus the Power Five, but I don't know if it's that much difference in a Big 12 or an ACC or even a Pac-12 schedule if you're comparing those resumes.
Well, if that's the case, then I think you look at putting – couple of Big Ten teams in, you could put a couple of SEC teams in, and you just if the whole goal is to have the four best teams in college football, I think you could make an argument, even though Ohio State got steamrolled on Saturday, that's one game. I think there's a lot of people that think they may still be one of the best four teams in college football. And I do want to ask you, because there is a scenario where Notre Dame could backdoor into a college football playoff bid. How does losing Brian Kelly affect the committee and their decision to either make that happen or say, you know what, they don't have a head coach, we're not putting them in?
Well, this is remarkable because we've seen the committee, and this is the, you know, however your perspective is, your advantage or your disadvantage of having actual human beings and not computers rank these teams and select the final four. One of the reasons was so the committee could look at individual situations, whether it was injuries, which was a big, and that's played a part in some decisions of, you know, teams being ranked higher or lower. And in this case, unprecedented scenario where you don't have your head coach. They could do that. I don't think Notre Dame should be in, period. I have a problem that a team can only play 12 games, not a conference championship game, sit at home, get healthy, watch everybody else get tested against their toughest opponent, or what should be one of their toughest opponents of the season, and you get to backdoor your way into the playoff. Now, I will hate it for Notre Dame. I hated it when Alabama did it because they got into the playoff without winning their division. It happened with Ohio State. They didn't win their division, and they got in. I hated it for all of them. I do think Notre Dame probably does get in if the right things happen. I think one of the most fascinating discussions, and I'll be curious to see what you say, John, because Notre Dame's schedule with that heavy ACC influence on it, where they played some teams in North Carolina, they played Georgia Tech, who they absolutely, you know, just blew out. They played a U.S. team, which wasn't very good. Like, how much different is their schedule than Cincinnati's when they almost lost to Toledo, too, and they lost to Cincinnati? Like, that to me, that head-to-head has to matter. And I want to see the put the committee. Like, if Cincinnati lost this week, what does the committee do with those two head-to-head? If you're just comparing those two for a potential fourth spot in the playoff, do you recognize what happened in South Bend, or do you ignore it and say, well, Notre Dame's strength of schedule was better when I think it was marginally better compared to the opponents they played versus Cincinnati played, which I think would be fascinating. The other thing I would push back a little bit, and this is the old eye test, like who do we think is better? I agree with you. Ohio State, I think, would beat Cincinnati. I think Alabama would beat Cincinnati. I think a lot of these teams ranked lower that aren't even going to get in the playoff discussion would be favored and potentially beat Cincinnati. Guess what I thought when Alabama played Texas A&M? I thought they would boat race them. They were a 19-point favorite. A&M won. Guess what I thought about Ohio State against Michigan? I thought Ohio State would win the game. Like, we're wrong all the time in the eye test, and this is the greatest team game that's out there where you can win with effort and strategy and X's and O's and want to. And I think that has to be acknowledged for a team like Cincinnati and give them the opportunity versus a Georgia who, by the way, they did play pretty tough in last year's Sugar Bowl too. So it's a great debate. It's one that makes for great fodder for the sport. But if we're going to say they're a part of the playoff, we need to actually include them instead of just not even giving them a notice.
Danny Cannell joined us in the Stoney Jansen program. Two quick things before we let you go. You said you're an ACC guy. You're also a Florida guy. Did you ever think we'd see the day where Michigan and Michigan State, the state of Michigan, would have more wins than the three majors in Florida, Miami, Florida State, and Florida, 21-18.
Now, Stoney, why you got to rub it in? I thought we were all getting along, even though John and I disagree. Like, why you got to bring that up? But you are 100% right. I mean, 20 years ago, there was a saying, the national championship ran through the state of Florida.
Right.
One of the three teams was going to be in the mix, was probably going to be in the championship game, or was probably going to lose to a team that eventually went on to win the national championship. Like, it has been a rude awakening for a lot of fans in the state of Florida. A couple things. One, I think that the landscape has changed dramatically. Like, there's way more competition. Recruiting is way more national. You know, you used to be able to say, well, all our games are going to be on national TV. You want to play in state where your family can see you play. Well, now every game's on national television. Most schools will pay for your family to travel to see you play. You know, it's a different environment. You can make a national championship going to any school across the Power Five. Like, it's just a much different landscape. And I think one of the worst things that's happened to all three of the schools is the coaching turnover. And every time you fire a coach, you are expanding. You're starting a franchise over again. And I think that's really been to the detriment of all three Florida schools. And until they figure out and stick with a guy, which is why I feel like, man, Florida State – with Mike Norvell entering year three and might have the leg up depending on what happens with Manny Diaz at Miami. I actually feel really good about the situation, but I'm even talking Florida State fans and saying, don't give up on them yet. Don't fire them yet. Cause if you do, you'll take two steps back of where you already were. So it is a wild and crazy time in college football. And I never thought in a million years we'd be saying that these teams would be as irrelevant as they are now.
All right. Final thing on Bet Online. You have odds for the Heisman Trophy. Obviously, Bryce Young is the favorite, followed by C.J. Stroud. Probably Young will win it based on the 98-yard drive at the end of the game. But locally here, we got Aiden Hutchinson and Kenneth Walker, the third, right up there. Can they do it? Can a Michigan guy win the Heisman Trophy, a running back, and a defensive player for the first time since, oh, yeah, Woodson, John's teammate?
No, no, and no. Save your money. Kenneth Walker III had his moment, unfortunately, against Ohio State. Like, to him, I think he had 6 carries, 28 yards. The numbers weren't good. It's a statistically driven award. You can't lay that bag of an egg in the biggest game of the year and expect to win it. I still think he goes, and he's had an incredible season. And it's really a shame because he can't do it all by himself.
Right.
You know, he just got, you know, it was just like a game got sideways. They're down 49-0. Like, what else are you going to do? I feel all for him for that. Aiden Hutchinson deserves it, but you don't give it to a defensive player. So save your money on that one. And then who was the third one? Who was the other big? Oh, who was the other one you had for me?
I had Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, but it's got to be
so
Bryce
C.J.
Young.
Stroud, another one who I think is out of the mix, although I think it's worth the flyer because, like, he had his biggest test against Michigan, didn't play awful. It wasn't his fault. He almost had 40 yards passing. I still think if Bryce Young – and this is not that crazy of a scenario. Like, I thought Kenneth Walker won the award against Michigan when he had that a crazy game. We think Bryce Young won the award against Auburn in the Iron Bowl, but he still has his biggest test of the season versus the number one ranked defense in the country in the Georgia Bulldogs. Like, it wouldn't be shocking if they sack him 7 times and he throws 3 picks. And the sad thing about the award is I really think we all have very, you know, short attention spans. If that's the last resonating image of Bryce Young getting beaten bad and not having a good performance in the SEC championship game and losing, I could see maybe C.J. Stroud coming back to the table. But keep your eyes on Kenny Pickett at Pitt. He's going to be playing against Wake Forest in an ACC championship game where he might have 500 yards passing and 5 touchdowns because Wake's defense is not good. It could be a shootout game. It's very entertaining. I think there might be some value on Kenny Pickett, but I would not waste the money on a defensive player, even though I think Aiden Hutchinson is maybe one of the best players in the country. It's just the way the award has evolved. They don't even acknowledge the defensive side of the ball.
Or offensive lineman, right, John?
Just imagine if, in my time, we had Simeon Rice. He's a guy, if it happens this year, could have won. Orlando Pace, if he was a guy that was up for it this year, could have won. If there was a year for a defensive player, I think this would be the class that you could get away with it.
I do. I think there's a long shot, but I take it back. I think it would take another year. Like a guy like Will Anderson in Alabama, he's got 26.5 tackles for loss. He leads the country. Like, he could come into next season with a lot of Heisman hype. I just wonder if it's a little bit too little for too late for Aiden Hutchinson. Although, you talk about resonating performances. If he has back-to-back games and he has another game, which wouldn't surprise me at all against Iowa in the Big Ten championship game, where if he has 3 more sacks and he gets a scoop and score or something wild happens, maybe there's that slim shot of a chance and Bryce Young lays an egg that he could sneak in. I just think the voters always go back to an offensive player. I would love to see it. I'd love to see a mix-up. I just don't know if it's worth the risk that you'd be taking putting money on it.
Danny, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Stoney, you're the best, man. John, great catching up. You guys have a great week.
All right, that's Danny Cannell here on the Stoney and Jansen program, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.